Good morning, Aurora. Today is Monday, 5th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast, with the temperatures between low of 25 to high of 30, and with a heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with the winds from the south at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. So later on, they predict for the area of Pondicherry overcast in the evening, then mostly cloudy, with the winds from south again at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 83 and will drop by noon on 70%. Moon is vanishing gibbous, illuminated on 68%. Today we are all invited to ACT by Resident Assembly Service to our values and priorities meeting at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. This one, it will be the success team meeting, and any members of the community can join the action teams as they regroup to report on their progress and challenges and plans next step. We are invited to make suggestions that we will act on. So we should bring our ideas and readiness to make them real. The action teams so far are affordable housing, entry, economy, violence in Oroville, and participatory planning. For more information, we can email at trustservice@oroville.org or we can call on 890-3306-837 or on 948-6623-749. Harris invited the community on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at Lateras to our presentation on new community-based social security model. If you also wonder how to solve the issue of people getting sick and old and needing help without restoring to individualistic model, come to listen to our social innovator Pradeep Ghosh from OASIS, which is the Organization for Awareness of Integral Social Security, and a social innovation lab in India where people can experiment with ideas on social development and ultimately become social entrepreneurs. So, Pradeep Ghosh is coming to present a new community-based social security model which may be relevant for Oroville. He tried out in villages in different regions of India and now is hoping to roll out in Tamil Nadu. It is offering residents healthcare, insurance and pension based on their consumption, thereby offering more to those who live a more wealthy lifestyle and less to those who have less to spend. This sounds exclusionistic, but it actually proves to be more accessible than a saving and premium-based model because even the poor spend on basic household needs. How does it work? Shops and service providers who serve the community market put a small percent of their sales into a fund. Customers of these providers get a social security covered based on their patronage, the extent they make use of the services, which means how much they shop. On Friday at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center Auditorium in Town Hall, our Oroville Swim Team will share with us national competition presentation. There will be an informal presentation and sharing of photos, stories and videos on the preparation and participation of 16 children from Oroville Swim Team in the national life-saving competition held in Calcutta from October 12 to 14 this year. Action Peaceful City invites us to visit and showing interest and solidarity with the Sea Erosion Hit Repo, Oroville Beach Community. The program is simple: to come down at 7:30 a.m. to Repo and have a breakfast with remaining residents of Repo community. One Asia 2012 is happening in the heart of Delhi from 15th to 20th of December this year. Jyoti from One Asia shares information about it and he says that they got an offer to hold the event at India International Center in Delhi through the kind support of Dr. Karan Singh and Dr. Kapila Vatsyayan. There will be some participants from Oroville, Grace and Savitri, Sasikant, Jean Legrand, Dharmesh, Tapas B and the project team. They are holding a few programs at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Delhi branch through the collaboration with Tara Didi. They hope to contribute for a realization of human unity through this event in the spirit of Oroville. And they welcome your support, also some suggestions if there is any. Shantilaya by Gopika Nadaka on Friday, 9th of November in Portland at Opening to Life on their USA tour with Keshava. Gopika Nadaka will share with the audience there sacred chants, mantras and traditional ragas combined with Indian music and contemporary sound. Sandeep from Oroville Telephone Service informs us that if your prepaid connection is inactive, no incoming or outgoing calls, SMS or data usage for 90 days, the number will be withdrawn from service by BSNL. To avoid disconnection, you have to SMS to 53733, keep connected from, and then you put the date to and another date. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. we can see Meditations of Savitri, Book 11, the Book of Everlasting Day, The Soul of Choice and the Supreme Consummation. It's a film by Manohar of Huta's painting, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied by her own organ music. From the Savitri text read by the mother, they supply photocopies so that the text could be followed by seeing the film. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Charlie Chaplin series still going on this week, so today at 8 p.m. we can see the comedy The Great Dictator made in USA in 1940. Tomorrow there will screen drama comedy music Limelight made in USA in 1952. And on Wednesday we can see drama comedy music A King of New York made in UK in 1957. Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it may be also our sole occupation and that all our actions may help us toward this single goal. Wrote the Mother in the Words of the Mother, Volume 13. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org. Bebe nye ya vandu gata ilu nyange.